Getting Beyond Better. How Social Entrepreneurship Works. Authors Roger L. Martin and Sally Osberg. What's social entrepreneurship? What is social entrepreneurship? For an instructive answer, consider Andrew Carnegie. Carnegie was born to a poor family and worked as a messenger boy in his early ages. This didn't leave him much time for self-improvement, nor did the wants of the family leave any money to spend on books. During that time, Colonel James Anderson, a pioneer in iron manufacturing, had a personal library of some 400 volumes to which he regularly allowed his workers to access. Carnegie pled Anderson to open his library not just to his own employees, but also to local messenger boys and other young workers. Anderson did, an act of gratitude. Carnegie was profoundly grateful to Anderson and decided to extend the light of knowledge beyond the small circle in Allegheny, his hometown, to cities and towns across America. Through the establishment of free public libraries, Carnegie felt that public libraries would help produce the informed citizenry on which the society, the free enterprise system that made him so wealthy, depends. He created a system that could outlive the people who built it, carefully codifying the terms for his support before providing funds to a community. These terms, which came to be known as the Carnegie Formula, were that prospective recipients must demonstrate the need for a public library, providing the building site, commit, by raising or allocating taxes, to dedicating an amount equivalent to 10% of the cost of the library's construction annually to its operation, and promise free service to all. Carnegie and later his endowed foundation, the Carnegie Corporation of America, would partner with the community, providing a stream of funds to build its library. During the 36 years in which Carnegie's program operated, it funded the creation of more than 2,500 libraries. Carnegie could just have stopped after building his first two libraries in his town, leaving others to do the same for their own towns, but he didn't. He aimed at a much bigger change. Carnegie transformed a stable but unhappy status quo, in which advanced knowledge was principally accessible to the rich, to a far more optimal state in which knowledge was more equally accessible to all. What Carnegie did might today be called social entrepreneurship. Yet, for all its success, the nature and boundaries of social entrepreneurship remain in question. And if social entrepreneurship is to continue to grow and become even more central to the transformation of societies and the world, we need not just a definition of social entrepreneurship, but also a roadmap to guide current and aspiring social entrepreneurs towards sustainable change. Paths to Transformation. 1. Understanding the world. For the social entrepreneur, an intensive understanding of a particular status quo propels all that follows. And for a full understanding of the world they want to change, social entrepreneurs must navigate three powerful tensions: abhorrence and appreciation, expertise and apprenticeship, and experimentation and commitment. Throughout this process, they must ensure that they do not tilt toward one extreme or the other for too long. Active negotiation of opposing ways of thinking and acting is a key to understanding the world enough to change it. A. Abhorrence and appreciation. Objection to a particular status quo, no matter how strongly expressed, is rarely enough to make a difference. A visceral rejection of an all-powerful system tilts completely into abhorrence, making it difficult to engage with the system deeply enough to see the levers for change. On the other hand, those who most appreciate the current equilibrium may be least likely to change it. Yet, it's often those most deeply inside the system who can articulate its mechanisms, how and why it works as it does. They have access required to appreciate and understand the system. It's a tricky paradox, then. The most successful change agents must therefore manage to both abhor the existing conditions and appreciate the system that produces them, deeply and well. B. Expertise and apprenticeship. Expertise in a specific domain can be vital for social entrepreneurs, helping them understand the system dynamics of a current equilibrium in a new way or identify what's missing. But expertise alone isn't sufficient. It can be a trap in which we see the world from a single perspective. C. Experimentation and commitment. Rather than being paralyzed by the significant gaps in their knowledge, social entrepreneurs design and run experiments to fill in these gaps. However, this experimental mode must be balanced with deep commitment. 2. Envisioning a new future. Vision matters. Whether for a business opportunity, a sports championship, or a governmental initiative, without a compelling image for the future and clear steps to achieving it, entrepreneurs will drift and fail. The social entrepreneur's vision of winning must therefore speak definitively to the new, transformed societal equilibrium he's prepared to bring about. 1. It must be aimed at equilibrium change rather than amelioration of current conditions. 2. It must be specific yet systematic in its approach. 3. It must be adaptable and resilient in the face of changing conditions. 3. Building a model for change. The act of building a powerful model for change is a key differentiator between successful social entrepreneurship and those who have a vision for change but fail to bring it to fruition. For our purpose, a model is the framework or theory that social entrepreneurs use to shape their work. The model's function is to bridge their vision for a transformed equilibrium to the new state. As such, it serves as the scaffold for getting from undesirable to desirable. Social entrepreneurs seek to change the equilibrium for a marginalized or disenfranchised segment of society. Typically, that segment has little power to drive political change and limited capacity to pay the cost of an initiative to change the equilibrium. Government and businesses seek a winning value equation, a state in which the value provided by an offering is greater than the costs incurred to produce it. 4. Scaling the solution. Scale is the stage that marks the true equilibrium shift. It's achieved only as a product of intentional design and hard work. And it's not determined by an organization's size or budget, but the change it helps usher. Social entrepreneurs who achieve meaningful scale of impact and a real equilibrium change typically take a number of interrelated actions to scale up impact. Designing for scale economies. Scale of impact can be enabled by way of a tactic familiar to private sector enterprise, designing an economic model by which unit costs fall with volume. It's difficult to scale an enterprise if unit costs stay afloat or increase with volume. An open source approach. By operating outside the traditional capital markets, social entrepreneurs don't need to restrict their activities to protect investments on behalf of shareholders who demand a return. They're therefore able to more freely utilize an open source approach that provides their intellectual property and/or operating model to the world. They can allow a broad ecosystem of actors to utilize and adapt their organization's innovations freely, without paying royalties and licensing fees. Equilibrium change. Traditionally, equilibrium change has been achieved through one of two means: government-led innovation and business-led innovation. But now, there's a grown appreciation for how social change can arise from the space between the two. Highly motivated innovators see this as yet unclaimed space as fertile ground for improving the world. Within every social entrepreneur is a belief that even the most intractable problem offers an opportunity for change. With the four-stage model for driving change, we hope more social entrepreneurs will find their way forward more quickly and effectively, and they succeed in transforming injustice and righting the world. We all stand to benefit. Yes, the world can get beyond better, and social entrepreneurs prove it's possible.